Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 12. Right?
Is that how you're gonna talk the whole time?
Yeah.
No. I am a little bit tired and a little bit hungover, but not so bad.
Again, welcome to the podcast. This is This Could Get Awkward. I want to ask you a question about something that I noticed on your Facebook page about a week or two ago. And I feel like a horrible friend for it.
Oh. What did you notice?
So we'll just slide right on into things here. I noticed something on your Facebook page the other day, and after reading it, I felt like a horrible friend. And I don't know if you know what I'm talking about right now, but...
I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are a horrible friend, but I'm not sure what you're referring to specifically.
Awesome. I'm just kidding. Great. You're a great friend. So you recently started a new job, and you made reference to something that you decided to do differently at this new job. And I know you as Sam.
Oh.
I've only ever known you as Sam, but you said that now in this new job, you have started signing your name as Samantha in all of your emails and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I introduced myself to everyone as Samantha.
And you were so, 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 so happy that people were now calling you Samantha.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, it just makes me feel bad because I had no idea that you would prefer to be called Samantha.
It's funny because like a few people have said something. I honestly, it doesn't, it's like Sam doesn't bother me at all. Sam's a great name. But Samantha, I just like that name a lot. And nobody's really... Not too many people in my life like call me that or call me that consistently. And every time I start a new job, they always ask, do you prefer Sam or Samantha? And I always say Sam's fine because inevitably gets shortened to Sam no matter what. But this time I was like, Samantha. And then people called me Samantha and I was like, wow. This is so cool. And I have to get used to it because when I sign my emails, I'm like, thank you, Sam. Antha. Like, I'm not used to it either. Yeah, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying my life as Samantha.
Like, I feel like if you had preferred that way, like, we could have started this podcast with Janelle and Samantha as opposed to Janelle and Sam or Sam and Janelle.
It just I'm cool.
Clearly, it was a big deal because you put it all over Facebook.
All over Facebook. No, it's cool.
Yeah,
I'll probably. I don't know why. It just makes me feel. Yeah, that's please do. That's totally cool. I had a friend yesterday who was like, he called me Samantha, and I kind of made a mental note. I was like, oh, that's funny that he like called me Samantha. And then later he was like, oh, Sam. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry, Samantha. And I was like, okay, it's not that big of a deal. Like, everyone can calm down and just keep calling me Sam. It's just like at work where like nobody knew me before, I could be whoever I wanted.
You should have changed your name. Just saying. No, I'm kidding. Samantha's a lovely name. Cool. I do have one other question for you, though, because your replacement has finally started.
He sounds like really cool.
I don't really know him yet. So gotta say, I'm a little bit sad that it's not a female that I can befriend, like, and have the same kind of relationship. Sure, of course, yeah. I can be friends with a dude or whatever, but I can't have the same kind of relationship with your replacement. And he, I think, is... not a lot older, but a fair bit older. So
yeah,
I don't know. And like, it's a whole awkward situation trying to like befriend somebody in the office. I feel like I don't know how to even approach or do that. But hopefully I get the nerve to go and like ask him about himself and his life and make him feel welcome. He's in a new building with like 40 people and like doesn't know anyone. So anyways, upon introducing him to the rest of the staff, your former boss said, I don't know if this is true or not, because I would believe you would do something like this, but I don't know if he was just joking because everyone else would believe that you would do something like this. But he said that you left him like a 21-page document on like how to do your job.
I did.
Okay. That's not the one. I wasn't surprised by that. He also said that you left a detailed explanation of who everyone in the building is and your personal
thoughts. I did. Not my personal thoughts and feelings. I don't think.
Like, now I can't remember. A paragraph about everyone in the office, and I was like, "This is this person. This is what they do, and like, this is what they are like." I'm assuming that's what it was like.
Yeah, yeah. Not every single person, but like the people that he would be working with mostly.
Oh, so you didn't write a paragraph about me or anything?
I don't think so. Oh. No, it was like Shelby is this person, and she can do this, 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 and this for you, and she's really good at this too, and like that kind of thing.
Oh, see, I kind
of
thought
I wasn't like. And this is Jim, and if you go to a bar with him, he'll order a tall glass of milk. Like, I didn't say stuff like that.
Okay. Wow. All right. That's an interesting thing to step into at a new job.
I just wanted him to be prepared. I wanted it to be like the smoothest transition ever. Unfortunately, he started like 2 months after I left already. So like for sure things might have gotten messy in there. But I left a pretty detailed survival guide. Yeah. Okay. I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah. That'd probably be pretty handy to start a new job and have all that information. So
I would have loved having that.
Okay, well, those are all my questions that I had for you. Okay. Not really surprised by the answers.
I'm going to read you a story.
All right.
I'm just going to read it, okay? I'm not going to tell the story. I'm going to read the story. Gather around. Oh, I shouldn't have said that because that's part of my story. Okay. From the top. I would like to tell you a story that involves dodging caterpillar curtains and receiving a police escort. Okay? Gather around. I intended to leave work early today with enough time to bike up the river valley and get to the bank before it closed at 4, but I ended up leaving later than I wanted to, and I had to haul ass up those steep hills. So these hills are like legitimately really freaking steep, and it kicks my ass every day on my way home from work. I get home and I'm like heaving and like dripping sweat and wheezing, and like it's like a legitimate awesome workout, which is great because I don't work out otherwise, and clearly I need it. So anyways, it's this weird time of year when caterpillars are dangling from stringy threads from every effing tree and leaf. And today, they seem to have joined to form curtains of intricate patterns that are taking over the pathways. Have you ever seen these?
I think I know what you're talking about. Like, they hang down from the trees and everything, too. They're like little tiny green guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're annoying.
Everywhere. And I come home, and that's the other thing I do when I come home, is I'm like, Spencer, like, how many caterpillars are on me? And get them the fuck off. Like, it freaks me out. I don't like it. Okay, so I'm sweating, heaving, trying to get myself up the hill as quickly as possible, while also occasionally yelling when a caterpillar curtain surprises me and I have to veer off course to avoid eating them for dinner. I am vision impaired, so I don't see these until like the last second. And then I'm like, like, just like trying really hard not to get them in my hair and stuff. So I finally get up the hill and make my way down the avenue towards the bank. I get there at 3:44. I lock up my bike and I head inside. It's locked. I go around the other door. It's also locked. Apparently, the bank moved and nobody told me. So I Google it and see that it's a few more blocks down the street. I'm panicking. I'm unlocking my bike, sweating profusely, and I decide to bike up the sidewalk because I'm not entirely sure where I'm going. As I'm doing this, I ring my bell to alert some pedestrians, but I accidentally alert a police officer. So I'm like, ding, ding, like, can you move? And I'm like, I'm sorry. And then the police is like right there and he's like, ma'am, you have to get off your bicycle. I'm like, shit. I know. So I'm like getting off my bike. I'm wearing a dress. I'm like getting off my bike. I'm sweating so much. I'm in a fucking panic. And I'm like, I know. I'm so sorry. Actually, can you please help me? I'm trying to get to the bank before it closes, but it's not where it used to be. And I'm vision impaired and I'm panicking. And he's just like so chill, like drinking a Slurpee. And he gives me directions towards a bike lane that's apparently able to take me where I need to go. So he's like, if you turn here and go this way, it'll just be there. I'm like, okay, thanks. Great. Like, not really feeling super confident about it. So I take my bike around the corner to the bike lane and I hop back on, heading in what I'm guessing is the right direction. It's not. I'm lost. I'm still sweating and I'm running out of time. So all of a sudden, I like take around.
What time does the bank close? What time does the bank close?
4. 4.
And you got to the other bank at like 3:44?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, freaking out. And I get lost and I'm like, oh my God. So I make a wrong turn. So I'm trying to find my way back to where I knew I was so that I could like reorient myself. And all of a sudden the police officer pulls up beside me on his bike and says, I figured you'd get lost. So I'll take you right there. He was my actual hero. So I have a legit police escort on a bicycle to the bank. And because I told him I'm vision impaired, he takes me right to the door. And he's like, remember to lock up your bike. You made it just in time. He's like the nicest cop ever. So I walk into the bank. I'm dripping sweat, maybe blood because I have my period. I'm honestly not sure. Honestly not sure what's running down my legs. And they're pulling the gates across to like lock up for the day as I get there. And they're like, do you have an appointment? And I'm like, no, but please help me. I'm like obviously sweating so much and so gross. And they were actually really nice to me. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sweaty. And she's like, that just means it's nice outside. I was like, thank you for saying that. And they helped me do my business and they were like super nice about it. They kept asking me to like have a seat. Like, have a seat here. Oh, would you like to have a seat here? And I just kept being like, nope, that's okay. Because like, for sure, I'm going to leave something behind on the seat. Like, definitely yeah. Sweat. Maybe blood. Not sure what's happening down there. I was on a super heavy day. So anyways, all in all, it was a super adventurous commute. And I want to give like a shout out to that super nice police officer who pulled up beside me on his bicycle with his Slurpee and escorted me to the bank.
It's just so interesting.
And didn't give me a ticket.
Yeah. He felt seriously sorry for you. I don't even know, like, you describing all of this, I'm like, how did you get to the bank within 15 minutes and actually get all your transactions
complete? Right?
Like, surely you left the bank late and, right?
Yeah. I got there, like, at, like, 3:58 and they locked up behind me, like, while I was in there. And my stuff didn't take long. Like, I just needed them to photocopy and, like, verify my ID and mail it in with some signatures for an account I want to open. So it was easy peasy stuff. I tend to have like, so I ride my bike most of where I go. With being vision impaired, sometimes really weird or strange or silly things happen like that. Or like one time I was biking to my ukulele lesson and I could tell that there was like construction happening, but I couldn't tell exactly what it was. And I ended up biking on like wet cement.
What? Don't they normally have something like, blocked off?
I'm not sure. And then I was just like, oh fuck, like I'm so sorry. And I got off my bike and I like got off of the cement and, like, and kept biking. And then on my way back,
like, did you leave a trail in the cement?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my gosh.
And then on my way back, I was trying to avoid the wet cement and I ended up biffing it. Like I just fully fell off of my bike, which was really embarrassing. And I like cut myself. I was bleeding. My bike got all effed up and I just stood there like, what do I do? Like I was trying to fix it, but I didn't know how and I couldn't figure it out. And my hands were all oily and I was bleeding and like I had just fallen and it was super embarrassing. So I called Spencer to ask him if he could come help me with my bike or take me home or whatever. And so I'm just like standing there waiting for him for a little while. And one of the construction men came over and he like brought me something to wipe my hands off with and like gave me a Band-Aid and was like, do you need help? And I was like, yeah, I do. But like my boyfriend's on the way or whatever. And it was like super embarrassing. I just feel like in all of these kinds of scenarios, I'm just such a fucking disaster that people take pity on me. And they're like, we need to help this poor, like, challenged woman who struggles with daily mundane tasks.
And it's, like, so embarrassing to have something like that happen in front of, like, a crowd of people yeah. or, like, a bunch of people. That's, like, yeah. basically what happened to me the other night at the concert when I had had enough to drink, but... Currently right now on my face there is a nice shiner. It looks like I got into the fight with somebody, but what actually happened is that I got into the fight
Sorry,
with the ground.
I just have to pause you right there because you said actually the fight really and funny? Then you said actually.
I know I said actually really funny there. I don't know why.
You're like I got into the fight and it was actually. Sorry, go on.
I didn't get into a fight. I basically got into a fight with the ground.
Oh.
So it was like one of those little like movable metal fences that they put in place sometimes for like to direct mm-hmm. where a lineup should go. In this case, it mm-hmm. was for the lineup for the beer tent, I believe, or just like where you'd get your beer. So like that's where you follow the line is. And for some unknown reason, I thought it would be much quicker to just climb over said fence, which was just above my waist. So like just at that awkward height where it's like hard to hurdle over because like it's, you're going to be off the ground for a little bit because my legs aren't long enough and I'm not the tallest person. Mm-hmm. And as I'm doing this, just completely bail so hard and like face plant right into the gravel. And the people that I was with were like, did not realize how hurt I was until I got up and I was like bleeding like a lot.
Oh, man. And you bleed a lot from your face, right?
Mm-hmm. Like I have scrapes all on my one hand. And then I have like a bit of a scrape on my shoulder and like right underneath my left eye, it's like really scraped up. And like it's that gravel scratchy kind of like scrape. And there's one fairly large cut in my face. Not like that you'd need stitches or anything like that. But that I think is where most of the blood was coming from. And then you're like walking through and you're going and you're like needing to get like your face cleaned up. And by accident, I went into the men's washroom to do all of all places to like clean off my face. And as I'm walking out, there's like all these dudes who are staring at me kind of like, why were you just in the men's washroom? But yeah, so now I'm going to have this like lovely scratch on my face for I don't know how long. And I don't know how many people I'm going to have to explain it to. Oh, gosh, yeah. I hope not. It was lovely. An embarrassing thing. For sure, but that's it's over. Cool. It's a story now, right?
For sure, because you were with your boss, and he loves a story like that. Surprised he didn't tell me, like text me to tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm true. Yeah, me too. But he probably knew you'd find out sooner than later anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I feel your pain.
Thanks, man.
How are you feeling? Still hungover?
A little bit. And my coffee... I wish it were iced.
Go get some ice. Like, that's a simple
I have fact. This. There's this. I have this, like, Boathouse mocha smoothie thing in my fridge, and I want that instead. I think after this, I'm going to go get that.
Well, we're done, so you can go. You can go grab it.
Thanks I'll for just, tuning like, leave. In. You can wrap it up. Okay, bye, everybody.
Thanks
if
for
you guys
in.
Have any, you fell down, you can't see, you have awkward bike or commute stories, tell them to us.
You can contact us via Twitter, at TCGA Podcast, on Facebook, This Could Get Awkward, or email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next Sunday with a new episode. Episode 13.
13. Should we skip it like they do in elevators and just go from 12 to 14 and pretend it doesn't happen?
No, that's so dumb. I don't like that.
Stupid. I don't either. I don't know why I said it. Okay, bye. Okay, I'm gonna go get my coffee drink.